Hello and welcome to another Trev and Ben podcast. Now, this is officially our 151st episode, Ben, but we're actually marking this as 150th because last week, in the circumstances in the UK and losing the Queen, we decided it wasn't appropriate to celebrate.
No, it's probably not the best time to have a party, is it? So, respectfully, I think it was the right choice. Well done you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for applauding my ability to get the right tone in a moment of national sadness.
It has been sad, hasn't it?
It has been a sad time, but this week we're celebrating 150 episodes of this nonsense, Ben.
Here's to 150 more.
Well, maybe 150 more. For fans of Roman numerals, this is episode CL.
Well, that's a nice one.
CL. And if you're a Morse code fan, it's episode...
Is that finished?
That's good. It, yeah.
Lovely.
I mean, I don't know what I've just sent out. I could have just sent out some sort of dreadful message that's being picked up by Russian spies.
Wow, imagine Russian spies wasting their time listening into this.
Well, anything with perhaps a Morse code messaging, because all you're assuming is that that is Morse code for 150.
Oh, but I was, yes. It could be anything.
But I could have been sending a message to say, the attack is on.
I hope you haven't just played something very rude about me in Morse code as a little joke.
You'd have to work it out, wouldn't you? You'd have to go through it all and just see exactly what I've just said. So anyway, 150, that's been about 3 years of our lives.
Yeah, I just thought, by the way, I'd go through some of the most iconic things in history.
Okay.
And... you know, how many episodes it took them to achieve greatness.
Right.
So, I mean, you'd probably agree with me. One of the greatest TV shows on earth, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
62 episodes.
Right.
Now, some people think Breaking Bad is the most iconic, best TV show to ever be on. 62.
62 episodes. And that wrapped it all up.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas this, at the moment, is endless.
Yeah, The Sopranos did it in 86 episodes.
86,
people love them.
Yeah.
Only Fools and Horses, of course. British classic.
Oh, God, there must have been hundreds of them.
64.
Mind you, if you watch UK Gold, you would only assume there was about three of them.
The Office.
The same ones, The Office. Well, we know there wasn't many. There were, what, about 20 of them?
14. Only 14 episodes of the UK version of The Office, and Fawlty Towers achieved greatness in 12.
12, yeah.
Here we are at 150. Hmm. Where's my greatness, Trev?
Well, it's for some people it comes later in life, or even after your demise. Yeah,
right.
You know, look at Van Gogh.
Yeah, I'll be the Van Gogh of hospital radio.
I mean, who knows when this naturally comes to its end. At some point, the Trev and Ben podcast will come to its end. By the way, I just want to reassure anyone that's listening. At the moment, there are no plans for it.
There's no pact in place.
No, this bullshit will continue until one of us loses the power of speech, I suspect.
I think it's going to be me at the moment. I do apologise, by the way, if anyone can hear the slight hoarseness to my voice. I think it's been marring the last couple of podcasts.
What's wrong with you?
Now, I just got a bit of a... I think I've been hitting the old vape exhaust pipe thing too hard recently.
How often are you supposed to vape?
I don't know.
How often are you vaping?
Probably not every alternate breath, but the podcast is good for my health because it's about 45 minutes of recording where I tend to hit it quite a lot less. So...
I thought the idea of vaping was that it stopped you smoking and then you wean yourself off of it all.
That's the idea, but it's not the reality.
It's just a replacement for you. And do you have to vape more to get the same sensation that you would have got from a cigarette?
Yes, because my nicotine intake is now reduced so minimally to the smallest possible amount it can be that I'm huffing on this thing like it's going out of fashion just to try and give me some sort of hit.
Well,
like a junkie.
I think we need to wean you off, Ben.
Vape junkie.
I think we could start a little journey on the podcast where we follow you weaning yourself off. So let's say I'll be generous. I'll give you till episode 200.
Okay. That's about a year. That's all right.
Yeah, to not be vaping at all, to not have any need for any kind of hit of nicotine or whatever else you get from vaping.
Fair enough. Okay, I'll accept your challenge. By we'll never remember this anyway. So by episode 200, by episode 200, I'll be vape free.
that's the aim. We'll go for that. I'll have to think of some forfeit if you're not.
Yes, punish the addicts. Yes, that's the way. What would my punishment be?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Maybe people can send some ideas in. I mean, I could just do like the sort of old grandfather type thing where I sit you in a room and just make you vape continuously for 24 hours until you...
That's pretty much what I'm doing now.
Right, so that's not a punishment.
No. Okay. Although I am thinking back to the episode we did of the podcast where we went through all of those historical torture methods.
Mm.
I think some of those would be a good enough incentive for me to stop.
Okay, so if I wasn't one about cutting your testicles off or something.
I'd rather you didn't do that.
Well, it's got to be something to incentivise you enough to stop vaping. If I said to you, look, if you haven't stopped vaping by episode 200, I'm going to come around and lop your balls off. I reckon you might decide that that's worthwhile giving it up for.
I probably would. So, all right, you're on. By episode 200, I would have stopped vaping.
Yeah, otherwise I'm coming round, taking off your testicles, and I will put them on some sort of pike at the gates of East Grinstead.
I hate to shatter your illusions, but there are no gates to East Grinstead, I'm afraid.
Well, all right, we're at the border. There must be. I've been to you. There's a sign that says, welcome to East Grinstead. I'll just pop them on top of that road sign. Like two little eyes looking over the sign.
It'd be lovely. People could come and, you know, fans of the podcast, because there are thousands of them, they could come and pay tribute.
Well, no, we could give the fans of the podcast a testicle each. That we might even have some left over. So that's one possible, that I come and lop off your testicles. I mean, another one might be, I don't know, what else could I do to stop you vaping? Chop your arms off.
Yeah. Sew my lips together. That'll do.
Sew your lips together. Maybe that's the best option available. If you haven't stopped vaping by episode 200, I'll come and sew your lips together. Mind you, I know you. You'd find another orifice to vape through. You'd be sitting on it or sticking it in your ear, up your nose or something. Do you know what I might do if you haven't stopped?
Oh, for God's sake, what?
I might still come and lop off your testicles. Right.
Right.
And then I'll grind them down into some sort of powder that you then have to smoke.
That's perverse.
Make you stop, though, wouldn't it?
It would make me stop, yeah.
Would you? You'd never want to smoke anything again.
I don't think I would.
Testicles. So anyway.
Hey, on with the show. Yeah, the fucking hell.
So what we're saying is we haven't reached any kind of greatness by episode 150.
No.
Okay, well, I've been looking into stuff about the number 150.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of what I found about the number 150 was very dull mathematical and scientific stuff, which to some people would be absolutely fascinating. But to me, dull as anything. I mean, I can give you one if you...
I beg your pardon.
Oh, come on, this is the carry-on film. I can give you some very uninteresting facts about the number 150, but would you really want to hear them?
Yes, of course.
150 horsepower is equal to 110.31 kilowatts.
Oh, you were right. This is boring. Yeah.
I mean, I can give you more if you want.
Let's try again. Let's do a couple more.
Noir.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino? Why are you saying Al Pacino?
Noir.
Does he say noir?
No, he doesn't. He says hoo-ah.
Does he? Wait.
Have you ever seen Scent of a Woman?
No, I've never seen Scent of a Woman.
Oh, you're missing a cracker there, mate. Anyway, carry on.
Is it a film?
It's a belter.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's never appealed, I've got to tell you.
But you're missing a Pacino classic.
All right, well, noir.
There's a recommendation for the end of this week's podcast. Scent of a Woman, a film released about 30 years ago.
Yeah, that might be the oldest recommendation we've ever given. Go and watch Gone with the Wind.
Casablanca.
Noir is asteroid number 150 discovered by J.C. Watson from Detroit Observatory.
Okay.
Well, I did tell you these were, you know.
You did, to be fair, you did warn me these were dull.
So okay, I'll give you some perhaps more interesting stuff about the number 150.
I tell you what this is. This information isn't necessarily boring information or dull information. It's just information that when you receive it, you just don't know how to react.
I should be presenting this in a kind of 1970s educational film kind of way. Now, open your copybooks. Take time to write these details down. 150 seconds equals 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Remember to underline and highlight the important elements of this message.
Can I just go off on a very quick and tiny tangent for a second?
Yeah.
Speaking of things per second, I was listening to a lovely gunfire tribute to the Queen the other day.
Yes.
And they said there'll be 6 guns firing 16 rounds each to total the number 96.
Right.
And they'll be firing them at 10-second intervals.
Well, this sounds like one of those things, like Johnny sits behind Lizzie.
Exactly. I mean, my mind went into overdrive, and I tried to work out how long this was going on for, and I somehow ended up at about 3 minutes. And I had a conversation with Mrs. Ben afterwards, and she said, oh, I did watch that. Thank you for recommending it. It was lovely, but it did go on for about an hour. I thought, oh, my God, I was a long way off.
Way off, mate. Way off. So, hang on, let's do the maths. What was it?
It was... But basically, I can simplify it for you. It's 96 gunfire salutes. So 96 shots with a 10-second gap in between each one. So 96 times 10 seconds is your maths problem.
Right, that's 960 seconds.
Yeah, which I calculated to be about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Remember to write the important information in your copybook. Underline the things you may need for the examination.
I can imagine anyone who ever taught me at school would have their head in their hands at the moment.
The thing is, though, I can't do those things quickly.
It's too big.
Like, numbers just... I get confused with numbers. I think I've got like a number dyslexia almost, because the moment I see numbers and people start throwing numbers at me, I sort of have a little bit of a meltdown.
Oh, okay. So when you can't do it, it must be some form of dyslexia.
Oh, with you, mate.
When
it's
I can't do it,
absolute stupidity.
I'm just a moron.
Yeah, because I mean, I know you're just shouting numbers out at random. I know you wouldn't be sitting there thinking, really trying to work it out. You go, oh, I reckon that's about 3 minutes, love. Yeah. Do you tell her that after
all right, moment. That's enough of that. Thank you very much.
No, that was about an hour, love. Are you sure? It seemed about 3 minutes to me. Anyway. Write that down in your copybook. So, let me give you some
it's
more.
It's a good job I love you, isn't it?
Let me give you some more interesting things about the number 150.
Go on.
Here's something that could really apply to you, actually, about the number 150.
Go on.
There's a thing called 150 Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah, N-I-C.
Okay.
And it refers to people who go a little too hard on their vape.
Does it really?
So there's apparently it's like an urban thing where people say, oh, they're doing 150 Nick.
Are you making this up?
No, I've got it in front of me. It's for the Urban Dictionary. There's a thing called 150 Nick.
And it's specifically to do with people who vape too much.
Or vape too hard.
Well, I'd go with that.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe I didn't know that consciously. Maybe subconsciously, I have decided to partially destroy my throat in celebration of the 150th podcast.
Yeah, maybe it's been subconsciously there that you've been preparing for it and you've been trying to reach the 150 Nick in time for episode 150. It sounds like you've gone beyond it, but you've certainly reached it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of the Brit 150?
No, I haven't.
I don't know where this one comes from. Right, this is again for the Urban Dictionary. This is a phrase that apparently is used when someone says, oh, I'm getting my Brit 150. Do you know what I mean? I don't know where this comes from. Do you know what it means?
I can't say I do. It sounds like Cockney rhyming slang, but I couldn't think for what.
Well, this is it. I can't quite work it out. Again, it's quite relevant to something we've been talking about, but very specific. It's so specific, this. So the Brit 150 is when an ex-British policeman, not even like a current serving officer, it's an ex-British policeman or woman.
Right.
Cleans the dead skin off your balls. Now, when is a British policeman, ex or otherwise, doing that?
I mean, I've got so many questions.
the Brit 150, why is it called that?
I have no idea. That is a very... How often does that situation occur?
I don't. Well, not very often, surely, to goodness.
Surely not often enough to be given its own special name.
No, surely. No, it can't be a regular thing. It cannot be a regular thing. I've never heard of it.
Although it will stay with me.
Oh, yeah, you'll never forget it now.
I will remember what a Brit 150 is now.
Giant tortoise is the only animal who's capable to live for 150 years.
Oh.
Well, my dear old tortoise wasn't a giant tortoise, of course. And we don't know how old he was, but we reckon possibly about 80. There are tortoises in the world who are about 200, aren't there, the big ones?
I miss Mr. Tortoise.
I miss Mr. Tortoise.
Well, this is a downer, isn't it?
In modern life, every day we use a mobile phone. Researchers find out that we check our smartphones 150 times a day.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's probably true. I mean, it's a sad fact, but it's probably true.
I'm far too addicted to the TikTok app.
Right.
I tried to send you a TikTok the other day.
Yeah, see.
And then you told me you were unable to see it.
Yeah.
And that's when I realised.
Because I am 150.
No. That's when I realised, oh, Trev doesn't bother with TikTok. He's a proper man.
I'm a grown-up.
Proper grown-up.
Yeah. I mean, I just said to you, I don't know what to do. I can't make it play. And I'm not even going to go to the kind of, whatever you were sending, I'm sure it was highly amusing. But I thought I can't. I'm not going to sign up to TikTok just to see it.
No, I respect that.
Now, Ben, not only are we celebrating 150 episodes of this podcast, which surely one day we'll be able to call award-winning.
One day.
I don't know what award.
Well, what do they call that award they give for all the worst films in Hollywood? Is it the Razzies?
The Raspberries.
Oh, the Razzies, Raspberries.
Yeah. Yeah, the Golden Raspberries or the Razzies.
Oh, it is the Razzies, yeah.
It is the Razzies, yeah.
If there's a podcast equivalent.
Podcast version of that.
Also, what's stopping us
awarding ourselves?
Forming our own body of, some sort of award ceremony and awarding ourselves something.
Should we do that? Let's do it now.
Well, we can be award winning then.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to this magnificent gala evening where we celebrate the worst podcasts of all time.
Hang on a minute. Even in a fictional context where we are giving out the prizes, we are still giving ourselves the worst podcast prize.
Oh, yeah. All right. So
you didn't think that through, did you, really?
No, I just thought we were going to start our own. No, you're
even
right.
In your own head, you're awarding yourself the worst podcast.
Yeah, I was. You're right. Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, what award should we come up with? We needed a title because it can't be. I mean, unless we just call ourselves the best podcast, but as voted for.
Well, first of all, what is this ceremony called? Is it the Poddies?
There probably must be a Poddies already, mustn't it?
Do you think so?
Yeah, the Bennies.
The Bennies?
Could name it after you. We could have like the Oscar was modelled on someone's uncle. We could have like a little trophy based on you.
Hang on a minute. Before I allow you to put my name to this,
I sort of have it vaping.
Is it going to be a celebration of everything shit? Because if it is, I don't really want my name on it. Or little statuettes of me vaping being given out to shit podcasts.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't allow me to make it for the worst. So what are we celebrating?
I think we're celebrating, I think it's fair to say, not the best, but those who are committed and have a bloody good try.
It's a high level of mediocrity is what we're celebrating.
It's a very British award.
Anyway, not only are we celebrating our 150th episode, we're also celebrating, Ben, 10 years of you and I doing stuff together.
Oh, my God.
I know. When I first met you, you were a green, young whippersnapper.
Yeah, I'm yellow now. It's not green. It's jaundice, probably.
Jaundice, yeah. Nicotine poisoning. I remember the first time we ever came into contact with each other. I interviewed you to join the hospital radio.
That was by the way, nothing to do with you. No shade on you. That was an insufferable process.
Oh, I'm sure it went on. Because I think it was about a year before I saw you again. Because you had to go through all kinds of, jump through all kinds of hoops to join the hospital radio station, which shows your level of commitment already.
Thank you.
That would have got you in line for a Benny.
Yes.
Back in those days, to show that sort of commitment. You had to give blood.
I did have to give blood. Believe it or not, just to become someone who wants to volunteer at a hospital, for some unknown reason, I had to give blood to be tested?
Well, it's not an unknown reason. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but when I joined the hospital radio, I was 16 back in 1994, and you didn't have to do any of that then. I mean, I literally turned up, had an interview, and they said start next Saturday. I mean, I didn't have to go through any of that. Mm. And you had to wait about a year, and then I think our paths crossed a couple of times when I was doing some other bits and pieces down there, because you weren't on a shift that I was on.
No, I think I eventually found you one day, pinned you against a wall and said, please help me. And I've been stuck to you surgically for the last 10 years. So thank you.
I know we talked a couple of weeks ago about sort of reminiscing about the first shows we did together. And I dug out the recordings. I don't know if you dug out yours.
I listened to the first ever show we did, which was about just shy of 10 years to the day of recording. And it was a difficult listen, if I'm being honest.
Well, I listened to it because I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be fun to maybe get a few clips and play them into the podcast? This is what we said. I mean, I'm not saying this isn't cringeworthy, but that was particularly cringeworthy. But it did bring back some memories, because the very first link on the CD of our very first show together is me trying to furiously backpedal from having just sworn on the air a few minutes before that and not catching that on the CD, thank goodness.
Oh, that was never on the recording.
No.
Yes, I walked in thinking...
Late, by the way.
This kind bloke has given me a chance. And I basically walk in to you in the studio, give you a little wave, and as you're doing a link, I hear you say, oh, fuck it.
I just forgot where I was. I forgot
what
where I was.
Happened?
I don't know.
And yeah. I thought, this is the horse of which I've chosen to pitch my wagon. Yeah. This guy.
I know.
I've been here for 3 seconds, and he's already said, fuck it, to a hospital full of sick people.
Mm. I mean, when you think about it, you know, people that have followed me for years... And us for years on different platforms will know, you know, how professional I am.
Yes.
And for me, just to blurt that out, I don't know where it came from. The only other time I've ever blurted out a swear word and it just came to me was when we were doing the breakfast show. And I think it was towards the end when, without going into too much detail, things were getting a little bit stressful.
Yes.
And I think I was a little bit kind of highly strung. And I just remember... I don't remember I sort of remember the context. I think I was having a dig at, you know, proper 1980s DJs and that sort of thing. And I came out of a song and was going, oh, so 1980s, and it's produced by, we don't do all that bollocks. And it just came out. And I thought, oh, but no
I
one.
I think you get away with bollocks on the radio.
Well, it's on the list, it's banned, remember? It's
everything's on
it's
the Ofcom
strong,
list.
It's strong. But anyway, the first thing we did together, and I was really worried. I mean, there was no recorded evidence of this, because had I pressed record at the time, the only recorded evidence would be me having it. But I was so worried that some old dear might have been listening in the hospital and would get highly offended and phone up and complain. And I thought, well, what I'll try and do is get round it in the next link. So if anyone can complain, I can say to whoever comes to me and says, oh, there's been a complaint, I say, no, have a listen to the recording. I didn't say fuck it. And so I very clumsily went to explain that I didn't say that. I think I went on to say suck it and see.
Yes, and you so heavily overemphasised it. It was so weird and out of context. To anyone who hadn't heard the swear word, you basically were having a normal conversation and then you said, oh, I don't know, why don't we suck it and see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so over the top, but brilliant.
But no, it was awful.
I think I, by the way, said bollocks once on hospital radio.
Did you?
Yeah, you were quite kind and forgiving. But yeah, I think you caught me off guard. You announced the death of a cartoon character that I wasn't expecting.
Ooh.
Do you remember this?
I don't remember any of this, no.
You don't remember?
No.
You'd watched an episode of Family Guy, and you were a few episodes ahead of me, and you announced, by the way, potential spoilers for anyone who's 10 years in the past, you announced the death of Brian the dog.
Oh, yes.
He'd been killed, And it took me by surprise so much that I just went, bollocks.
Oh,
and then I remembered
I'm
broadcasting to a hospital and that's not appropriate language. But you were very kind and sort of let me off the hook.
I mean, as chairman of the organisation, I should have taken you to task, shouldn't I?
I don't think you've got the moral high ground when you've said fuck it within 3 seconds of me meeting you.
Yeah, well, I was the chairman. I could say, well, I rule the roost. But you doing it, I should have taken your side afterwards and said, now, Ben, I appreciate your new... to this, and I appreciate your finding your feet. But that sort of language is highly unacceptable on the radio. And I should have suspended you perhaps for, for a few
imagine
weeks.
That.
I should have said, Ben, I'm going to have you take you off the airwaves for 3 weeks.
I'll be reduced to going around the wards picking up requests.
Go around the wards again, and you've got to clean the studio. I should have made you like Hoover everywhere, dust everything. And why didn't I do that? You see, I was such a... you know, such a pushover.
The one other thing I do remember from that recording was how it's been almost prophetical, if that's even a word.
Prophetical.
Is that a word?
Prophetic, I think is the word.
Prophetic, that's probably the actual English language. For how the rest of our 10 years, our career, our short stint even being paid to do this bollocks. I've said bollocks again.
Ben, I know you're new to this, but
it's basically...
I can't suspend you because otherwise this would just be me on my own.
A monologue. But yeah, us both complaining, shit's falling off the walls, the equipment's not working, we might go off air any second, and nothing's changed.
So far. Highlights, what's the highlight of the 10 years so far? Your wedding, of course, just on a personal note.
Yes.
We hadn't known each other very long, but you gave me the honour of being your best man and coming out to the wedding in Gibraltar, where we've told the story many times, but there was the... game show king, Roy Walker.
Roy Slow Talker Walker.
So, I mean, that was amazing. That's a personal highlight for me, being your best man.
Oh,
giving
that's
a little
very
speech.
Sweet. Thank you.
I see one thing you don't know about my best man speech. I've never told you.
Go on.
Because I'd written the best man speech. I spent the morning putting it together. I had it all planned. I had a lovely last line to finish your best man speech with. And then your dad got up and did his speech and finished his speech with my line.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it then.
Oh.
I mean, it was a well-known quote. It wasn't surprising that someone else had found it. So I had to improvise, and I finished my speech with a quote I'd used at someone else's best man speech.
But you shortchanged me with some leftovers.
I think mine was a cracker, though. Mine was about Charlie Chaplin.
Oh.
I said something like, Charlie Chaplin said, a day without laughter is a day wasted. And I think I said something like, and I can see in... Ben and Mrs. Ben, that laughter is never too far away, so a day will never be wasted. Or something along those lines. It was very, very romantic. It's a very romantic thing.
Basically, you and Mrs. Ben, yes.
You and Mrs. Ben sit there and just laugh at each other all day.
That's the impression
I was getting. that's one. Career highlights when we were being paid. We had some good fun doing some stuff while we were being paid, didn't we?
We did.
You got to interview one of your heroes. Do you remember we had Ross Noble on the show once?
Yes, that was lovely. Yeah. I made a game for him.
You did? You made a little game with him? I think it was it naming places. Was it in Scotland or was
yes,
it just global
the,
places?
The game was called Ochai the Nay.
Ochai the Nay.
And I would ask Ross Noble various questions about Scotland, and if he got it right, I'd play a sound effect of me going... yes, or sound, if you got it wrong, me going nah in a very
short. It would have been aye.
Probably yes. Was. Yeah, yeah. Of course. Oh, yeah. It would have been. Yeah. Okay. The nay. Yeah. So it would be aye or nay.
Yeah.
In my best Ken Bruce voice.
He seemed to enjoy it though.
He did, and I took a quite a lot of pleasure in that because I thought he's probably having to sit through hundreds of these tedious media interviews to promote his show. So I thought, well, let's make it at least 5 minutes of fun for him. So I hope he enjoyed it. But it was just, again, it was bollocks, but I hope it was fun.
There was a guy we used to work with, lovely guy, right? Not going to name him, but he was a lovely guy. But he was totally obsessed with his music, wasn't he?
Yeah, very, very enthusiastic.
And I once said a band name wrong. I think it was... is it Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, is it?
That's correct.
Or blackheads. Yeah. I said blackheads and it's
black. You said blackheads, which is wrong.
So I said black hearts and then, you know, finished saying it.
No, you said blackheads.
I said blackheads. I finished the link, put the microphones down. Next thing, the door flung open. There was all this stuff on the wall that fell off the wall. And he went, you said it wrong, Jev. You said it wrong. And I went, what? He went, oh, this is the black, what is it? It's the black hearts.
Yes.
Blackheads.
You still don't know to this day.
I don't know. And I said, because I just think, who gives a shit? Who cares? But he cared. But it was like, there was barely any studio left by the time he got out. It was like,
if
incredible.
You could imagine, I don't know if this reference is later than your time, but if you do, you remember the Tasmanian Devil?
Yes, yes.
In his spin, when he would sort of like go into a place and just wreck it immediately. It was like that. They'd just be shit falling everywhere.
Yes.
The walls, the CDs going everywhere. And it was all to tell us this minor misspeak.
Yeah.
It was so irrelevant.
I know. But the thing is, like, people take those things really seriously. I always remember we were having one of our, what they call snoop sessions, critique sessions, whatever you want to call it, where you sit down. We've talked about this before. You sit down with your bosses and they go through a show and they tell you what's good and what's not. And we were sitting down and we had, we had some of these sessions with quite a big name, an ex Radio 1 breakfast show presenter, like a big name, right?
Yeah.
And I remember
he didn't like us, did he?
I don't think he really got what we were trying to do. I mean, I don't think he disliked us as individuals.
Not personally,
but
no.
But I'm not sure he got our humour, shall we say. And anyway, because he'd pick up on anything. And I remember there was a song, I can't remember the song, but I think the band were called DNCE or something. And I'd said, oh, that's such and such by Dance. And he stopped the tape and he went, it's DNCE or whatever it was. I was like, oh, okay. He said, oh, it matters. And inside I'm going, no, who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. And I kept thinking, like, if you're going to call yourself a ridiculous name that looks like Dance, just say Dance. Like, put the A in. Don't be fucking lazy about it. I think there are people that worry about that kind of shit, but I don't give a flying fuck about that sort of stuff, really.
Not at all. He always used to tell us time and time again, oh, yeah, that was okay, but you could have done that quicker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could have done that in 90 seconds. And I thought, 90 seconds? Is that all we get?
I mean, he'd fucking hate this, wouldn't he?
He'd loathe this. I mean, we've been recording for quite some time now. He'd hate this. So, Trev, 150 episodes, 10 years. We've known each other for quite a long time.
A long, 10 years.
Right? Yeah. Play the game, will you, mate, for fuck's sake.
Right. Okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, years. We've known each other years. Years, Ben.
So, I thought it might be a nice idea to do a how well do you know me quiz.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I know you fairly well.
Let's start with number one. Who is the person that I looked up to the most growing up?
The person you looked up to the most. My feeling is it's going to be a wrestler. Because, I mean, you love your wrestling, even now.
Yes, I do.
Even though you know it's all made-up nonsense, you still believe it. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, you were close. Oh. You were it is indeed a wrestler.
Is it The Rock?
It is. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
He was someone I looked up to as a child. And on a slightly soppy note, I think my parents as well, both my mum for her amazing work as a nurse and my...
Oh, I thought your parents looked up to The Rock as
I
well.
I think they probably do. I think everyone looks up to The Rock.
I hope he turns out like that.
And also, I've always had a... Me and my dad are quite different people, but I've always had a strong impulse of morality
wrestling
from
him.
Oh. What did you say?
Wrestling with him.
No. If ever
once a week, we still have a wrestle.
If ever I've wondered what the right thing to do is, I often think, well, what would my dad do? And that generally seems to be the right answer. So, yeah, The Rock and my dad are probably and my mum.
Did you want to be The Rock? Like, did you used to pretend?
Who didn't? I still want to be The Rock.
You still want to be The Rock. Did you have, like, any... Like T-shirts with The Rock on? Did you used to dress up like The Rock?
Sure. I mean, I think I even... My dad went abroad and he brought me home a wrestling CD.
Right.
Which was basically...
That walk-on bits of music, is it?
Yeah. That was literally all it was. It was the theme tunes that the wrestlers used to walk into the ring with.
Wow. I've just thought of something. Is this why you got married in Gibraltar? just because it's The Rock. is this what that was all about? You know, no, when are you going to get married?
As it turns out, a lovely coincidence, but no, that wasn't why, no. So what about you? The person, I mean, I should be guessing yours, shouldn't I?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, try and guess mine. I mean, the thing is, there's so many that I looked up to. But
yes, how many of them are now in prison or dead?
Well, certainly a number of them. Let's try and stick to those who are... They might be dead, but maybe didn't end up in prison.
Okay. Well, Ralph Harris has ended up in prison, but I know you were a huge fan.
I was. Which is why that was so painful.
I can't think. I know you like Brian Blessed quite a lot.
Brian Blessed!
Yeah, that's the one. I'm going to go with Rolf Harris. Is it a footballer?
Well, there were footballers. I think there are probably a couple of other people who are more relevant to what I've ended up doing with my life.
Okay, there's a clue. I will say Chris Tarrant.
Yeah, Chris Tarrant was a huge influence in my life.
Is there another Radio 1?
There was a guy before your time, and he's still going. He's still a big name on radio. But before Chris Tarrant did the breakfast show in London, there was a guy called Graham Dean. He was like the first presenter that I wanted to emulate. He was the one who was on the air when I caught the radio bug.
Okay.
I've never got to meet him. That's my one thing. I'd love to meet the guy. But... I know people who know him, and they just tell me what a lovely man he is.
Please excuse my ignorance. Is he still with us?
He is. He's on a radio station. He does the breakfast show on a station called Boom Radio these days.
Lovely.
No, he's still going, and I still would like to meet him. I'm still hoping at some point one of the people I know who knows him, I'm hoping we can somehow get a meeting. But then I'm always worried about what I'm going to say, because there's a bit of me that wants to do that. You know, you don't know how much you influence me. Like, I come across as such the... weird stalkery type fan.
I do think people like to hear that, you know.
Yeah. I met Brucey once. He was another big influence for me.
Brucey.
Just, I had so much respect for Brucey. I mean, I don't like Strictly Come Dancing, but you know, that wasn't just my type of show. But Brucey, what a guy. So they're mine probably. Yeah.
Okay, so another question for you. If I was going to eat the same food every single day for a week, what food would that be?
Oh, I don't... There's a question. It's going to be a meat-based stuff, isn't it? You're barbecuing stuff. Is it going to be like a barbecue ribs or something?
For me, I'd have probably said pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Because right. I always like to find loopholes in things, and I can have different toppings on pizza every day of the week.
That's true, yeah.
So therefore, I can try and have a bit of a balanced diet as much as you can on pizza.
And the great thing about pizza, the one thing I love about a pizza is you're not limited to just one meat. I mean, I know you can do a mixed grill, but, you know, on a pizza, I mean, when I order a pizza, I go mad. Like, there's too much meat on a pizza when I order it, because I just, everything. I want all the meats, every meat going, shove it on.
And for you, I'm struggling a little bit, because I remember once I was around at your place and you served me a very nice salad with hummus.
Did I? I do like hummus.
I thought so.
Hummus and pita bread and chicken. That's lovely. But I mean, if you go for like the whole kind of, I mean, a pizza, you can't really go wrong with a pizza. I'm sort of with you on that. I do like pizza. It's so much so that when I do order a pizza in, I always order the big pizza, because then that's 2 days worth there.
Mm.
What's the point of buying a small pizza and just having that for one night?
Do you
buy the big one?
Do you get really smart and do half and half so you've got two different toppings?
I don't do that, no. Because I'll just have meat, just fill it with meat. I don't need to have two different toppings, just as much meat as possible. Chorizo in particular, I love chorizo. That would be as much of that on there as possible. Pepperoni, shove that on, some sausage, chicken, and pineapple. Shove a bit of pineapple on it. There's controversy for you.
I can tell you're not a true foodie, because you've mispronounced one of those words.
Oh, did you want me to say chorizo?
Yes. I'd like you to say it like Jamie Oliver says it, please.
Chorizo and pepperoni. Do you want me to say that? You're going to be that pedantic about it.
Who is your favourite current celebrity?
Ooh.
Now, who is your favourite current celebrity? I would... Well, again, most of them are in prison.
They're still current.
Well, what date is it? Yeah, ask us tomorrow. Christ, answer me honestly. Will I know this person?
Does this question mean, like, who is sort of currently top of my list? Because, you know, a list will change, won't it? A list changes.
Yes.
Or is this just a current celebrity, someone who's in the news at the moment, who I admire?
They don't have to be in the news at the moment, just okay. Who's the top of your list?
Well, right now, the person who's top of my list, you will definitely know, because I don't think they'll be too far from your top of your list right now either.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it radio-based?
No.
No?
No.
Can you give me a clue and make it fairly vague?
Not really. Actor... stroke comedian.
Is it Count Arthur Strong?
Well, he's certainly up there, but that's not who I had in mind. This is what I mean by current. It changes, doesn't it? I mean,
Mike Wozniak.
That is it. Right now, just because of the podcast series I've been listening to, it's like so brilliant.
I'm pleased that I got there in two guesses.
Yeah, that was very good.
And by the way, I would like to completely reiterate, Mike Wozniak is fantastic. And if you haven't ever listened to St. Elwick's Neighbourhood Association newsletter podcast, you are missing an absolute gem.
It's a treat. It's just genius. And I've only known of Mike Wozniak's work for the last couple of years. I think I first came across him on Man Down with Greg Davis. Then he was on Taskmaster. And then I heard a couple of interviews with him. I've never heard any of his stand-up stuff, anything like that, but then he's done this podcast, which a mate recommended to me. It's not kind of you have to be told about this. I don't think you will just find it, and it is genius, absolute genius. And I am so in love with that podcast that my current favorite celebrity as a result of that has pushed Mike Wozniak to the top of my list for now.
Brilliant. I would stress though, I do think it will be a bit Marmite-y. I don't think everyone will love it.
Well, then there are people I don't want anything to do with.
I don't think everyone will get it.
They can go bore their edge as far as I'm concerned.
So, yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it, but I don't think it'll be for everyone.
Right, what about you? Who's top of your list? I think it might be Ricky Gervais with you.
Usually he does hold number one spot. And yes, you are correct.
No, there we go.
It is Ricky Gervais, because I will never, so long as there's life left within me, I will never stop listening to Ricky Gervais's XFM radio shows. Okay, and to finish on, what's my most annoying trait?
Your most annoying trait. I think it's the fact that you are just one human sort of noise factory. There's always like some sort of rattling or crackling or foot tapping. Like, you know, there's always, or you're cracking your fingers. Yeah, there's quite a lot of noise that emanates from you, and movement. Like when I'm in a room with you, there's a lot of movement going on, legs moving up and down.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you, Trev.
But you're actually quite a quiet man, but you just generate naturally a lot.
I know, I'm a bloody fidget. I do remember.
I don't know, it's just because you're so pent up with creative energy.
Oh, that's very sweet. I do remember, though, once you having an editing nightmare because you were trying to locate the source of this...
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Tapping noise,
yeah.
And eventually, the next week when we got back together to record, you realised it was my headphone cable bouncing off the desk where I was just sort of... I think you called me a cricket.
You don't call me a cricket. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's sort of like a... You are like a sort of insect that makes noise, like rubbing your legs together or something. Yeah.
And if I'm going to throw it back at you, your biggest problem, God, this sounds like therapy. Most annoying trait is that you give far too much time and patience to bastards that don't deserve it. There is so many people wasting your time and it boils my piss. You're too nice, essentially, is the problem. If I ask my wife, who is the nicest man you've ever met in the world? She'll say, Trev.
But then she doesn't really know me. Well, there we are. That's it for episode 151, but celebrating episode 150, Ben.
150!
Write that down in your copybook and remember to underline the salient material. Just before we go, as always, a couple of recommendations for you. I've got a couple of films to recommend. The first one is a film called The Man with the Iron Heart.
Okay.
It's a historical thriller based on the true events of two brave Czech resistance fighters who travel to Prague to assassinate a Nazi general called Reinhard Heydrich.
Wow. This is a bit deep, Trev.
It is. It's a true story. It's quite a tough film to watch, as always. It's a World War II film. They're never easy to sit through. But I didn't know the story of this attempt to assassinate. I won't tell you any more about it because you might want to watch it, and I don't want to spoil it for you. But very good film. Very good film.
Okay.
That's on the BBC iPlayer. And the other one's just a good... It's a very old film now, but I watched it again the other day. You ever seen Point Break?
Is that about a volcano?
No.
No, I haven't seen Point Break.
Are you thinking of... I don't know what film you're thinking of.
God knows.
Point Break is... I mean, it's very old now. It's 31 years old, this film. But it's got Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves. And Keanu Reeves is a FBI special agent who goes undercover with a gang of surfers suspected of being an infamous bank-robbing troop of people. And it's just I remember watching it when I was young and loved that film. It was on telly again recently. I just thought it's still a good film. It's a bit more cringy now, I'm older, but it's still a good film.
Okay.
I did read once they were going to remake it. They may have even remade it. No need to remake it. Leave it as it is. It's a great film. I'm looking up films about volcanoes now called Point Something or the Other. What was that film?
It was a Pierce Brosnan film about a volcano, wasn't there?
Dante's Peak?
Yeah. Point Break, Dante's Peak. It's synonymous, isn't it?
There's a P in it, I'll give you that.
It's like the shittest Wheel of Fortune game ever.
So anyway, there's two films just to, you know, spend a couple of hours.
It's a good job, isn't it, for the sake of this podcast, that I have absolutely zero personal pride. I'm happy to embarrass myself all over the place.
Well, there we are. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. Don't forget you can get in touch with us anytime. We're at Trev and Bill on Twitter, and we'll catch you again next week. Till then, stay safe, stay well, take it easy.
Bye.